podcast. Go.
That's good. Just
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm okay.
A little out of breath, I would say.
Woo!
Yeah.
That should be part of the podcast checklist.
Oh, that's...
On. Cell phone.
On. Microphone.
On.
On.
Caffeine. At hand.
She raises from a single bell.
The thing in Pakistan where Pervez Musharraf, no, Pervez, Pervez?
Pervez.
Musharraf, whatever. He, like, declared martial law, but, like, he cited Lincoln as, like, as his justification.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
Because Lincoln declared martial law.
Right. I want to think of, like, other ways that you can, like, cite a prestigious source and, like, choose to do something irrelevant and, like, fairly bad.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
You know, as per the Roosevelt administration, I've decided to castrate all children.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a bunch of household cleaners, herbs, spices, meat drippings, water from the roof of my car, mix it all up and sell it as tinctures to cure cancer. And it's the same thing that Jesus did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, as per Washington, father of our country, I want to set fire to most of the baby boomers.
Oh, excellent. I like that one. That's
Thank
really
you very
good.
Much.
Yes. Yes. I know what I want to do. I want to follow in the footsteps of Gandhi and not wear shoes in 7-Eleven.
Oh, nice. Very
yes.
nice. Oh, okay. As per the writings of Alexis de Tocqueville,
uh-huh.
I want to write a lot of bad checks.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Because then you could just have everything that you've ever wanted, Tommy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
a quick a random sampling?
Sure.
Okay. I got you have a waste basket right near you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, grab three objects out of it.
Okay. That's kind of gross, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. Of these objects, how many of them are wadded up?
One.
Okay. Of these objects, how many of them have your handwriting on them?
None.
Okay. And of these objects, how many of them are not completely dry?
Three. This is sort of the grossest random sampling I've ever experienced, Tommy.
That being the case, from this, I'm extrapolating that you are one sick, sick person.
Yeah. I admit it. I'm gross. I'm a gross person. It's not my apartment that's whack, it is me. All right, yeah. Actually, I'll tell you what, I was honest, I didn't grab any of them. I simply lifted the lid and looked at the first few things that I saw, and I was like, this is going to be funny.
Go ahead, you want to tell us what the objects are? Or?
Do you have any further conclusions?
That's pretty much the only one, is you.
Yeah.
Actually, no, the fact that you did not pick them up is more telling than any of the information about the object.
No, there was you noticed that I did.
If they all had, like, your handwriting in it, I was going to go with you trying to cover up a crime of passion.
Oh, yes.
But you're obviously not, so, you know, what are you up to?
Well, I'm just living, man. The first one was a piece of cardboard that came underneath a recent frozen pizza, because I am poor. The second one is an empty bottle of whiskey.
Rock.
I drink because I'm poor, and the third one is a wad of used coffee grounds, because I drink. I need coffee to make it through my day. Well, that's sadder than I wanted it to sound. It's really depressing. Oh,
I guess this is one of those rare occasions where, like,
I think we
the
love...
explanation of what the objects are is more telling than the random sampling was.
But that's the point of random sampling, is that you don't get any useful information out of it.
That's a good point.
I gotta try.
Bummer about you being poor, though.
Oh my God.
I saw some stuff in your yard. Are you going to give it to us?
Aw, Meg, don't be rude.
Or not.
They might need it. If you don't want it, we'll take it. If you don't want to give it to us, we keep walking by. Keep going, we're not tired. Got plenty of places to go. Lots of homes we ain't been to yet. On the west side, the southwest side, Middle East, rich house, dog house, outhouse, old folks' house, house for unwed mothers, halfway homes, catacombs, twilight zones. Looking for techniques, turntables to gramophones. So take a last lick of your ice cream cone and lock up what you still want to own. But please be kind.
Take your time.
And don't rewind all of your pretty little rags and bones. Yeah. Your pretty little rags and bones. Jump up. Come on and get it over. Oh. Your pretty little rags and bones.
Tell you about this. I'm at work, and you know, as is my custom, I'm trying not to pay too much attention to what I'm doing because that would cause me to break down and cry. So,
the listeners have no context for this. They don't know. Like, we talk about how much your job sucks all the time, but it's never been in the show.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm going to give you the real short version of what I do for a living.
All right.
I go onto a computer and I find some specific information. I then handwrite that onto a piece of pink paper. I don't hit print screen or anything. I handwrite it, and then I give it to someone else who will then, later on at some point, type that information into a different computer. So, that's how that goes.
Oh.
All right, so there I am at my shitty job,
I'm sorry, yeah. One more thing. Is not another aspect of your job traveling around to tell people how great you guys are at what you do?
That is part of it.
You don't tell them that part.
No, I don't. There's a lot of stuff that we don't mention.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, that's like the scary thing, is that, like, despite that and many other major flaws, like, we are still better at it than a lot of people.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
Sean Connery as the voice of Tigger?
No, you did not.
The most wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. The tops are made of rubber, and the bottoms made of springs. They're bouncy, bouncy, pouncy, pouncy. Oh, fun, fun, fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I am the last one.
Nice Highlander tie-in.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That could be only one Tigger. On guard, Pooh.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you stab me? My stuffing's all coming out.
Thanks for noticing me. I'm going to go take some Zoloft.
Eeyore does have a drug habit. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Yeah, no. Eeyore's problem is that, like, he was a meth freak for a while.
Yeah.
And now he can't, like, make his own neurotransmitters.
Oh, my. Eeyore the E-tard. He's at the rave. He's tweaking out at the rave. And then one day it all just comes tumbling down. His tail is ripped off in a terrible breakdancing accident. And while in the hospital, he becomes addicted to morphine and spends the rest of his life completely, completely mellowed out.
Well, and that's part of the deal with Piglet is that, like, Piglet totally has a meth lab in his house.
Well, that's why he's
short. Always like, and why he's always like,
he talks like that hobo that we heard from in the first episode. Piglet's actually one of the elder members of the Christopher Robin Fantasyland.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, imagine Christopher Robin's home life if this is what he imagines in his fantasy play.
Well, not just that, but you know that Pooh is stoned all the time. I mean, like, look at, like, the whole honey thing. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of, that's the munchies. That's what that is. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think he does LSD, too, because sometimes he's like, I'm like a rain cloud man.
The whole drug-fueled world of Winnie the Pooh.
They said they would. They stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone you.
So I had to bring something to this lady I work with that's kind of geeky.
Okay.
And so I made a Lord of the Rings joke.
Oh, very good.
I'm like, yeah, I had to go to Mordor for this. And she's like, yeah. And I said, yeah, it's hot off the precious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If you want to see something truly entertaining, just as a recommendation, I will recommend, this is a segment of called Paul Recommends. I recommend checking out on YouTube How It Should Have Ended, which is an animation where they take really popular movies and animate way better endings for them. And instead of having like the 12-hour Lord of the Rings trilogy, they should have just done what these guys suggest and like have Gandalf call over that giant freaking bird and then just have somebody else go over there and moon Sauron at the gates and, you know, get them all upset and then just fly over the volcano and just flick the ring in using the eagle. Problem solved. do it in half an hour. It's like, oh, the guy's that weak. No problem.
Well, as you know, your average inhabitant of Middle Earth doesn't have the best problem-solving skills. That's the thing about Gandalf. You remember he was talking on the what have you at the beginning?
Yeah, well, that's right. He does like the weed. I think they just flat out call it weed, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen pictures of J.R.R. Tolkien, and he doesn't look like a stoner. But you know,
but it's the thing about the British.
Yeah, they don't seem like a lot of the things that they are. Like crazy about Mexican food. You wouldn't think it, but they're nuts about Mexican food. Actually, I'm being completely sarcastic. Like, I went over there, and there was, like, one Chi-Chi's in London. And all I could get was American people to go with me. The British were all like, why would you want to eat that? It burns your mouth. Burn your face. Burn your face. Go ahead, burn your face. I'm like, I don't want to burn my face. It's delicious.
You won't burn your face. Just have some skin, mate. Like, jeez.
Well, anyway. So, and here's what Paul doesn't recommend.
Yes, what do you not recommend?
This is what I don't recommend. I recently saw a video featuring some behind-the-stage footage of different rock stars, and one of them was Marilyn Manson. And I guess whoever produced this video was not a fan of Marilyn Manson, although I am not recommending Marilyn Manson in any way, shape, or form. I'm completely neutral. with the dude's music.
Fair enough.
But but I knew the producer didn't like him because the footage they chose was Marilyn Manson jamming Q-tips up his nose. I'm assuming too.
was he going to be boxing later?
I don't know. No, whole like Q-tips in his nose, like pulling out boogers and stuff. I don't mean to be gross, but I think it was to help him sing, like to make his pipes a little clear. And, you know, that image is just stuck in my brain and it's been gnawing away at me like a beaver in a wooden box. And I've just been... you know, man, I broke down and I Q-tipped my nose. I got it cleaned out. I got it completely 100% free of all things. And I'll tell you what. This was the
most...
You
didn't, dip the Q-tips in some sort of astringent to do this, did you?
No, I just, you know, stuck them in, wiggle them around, and it's amazing how productive it is. But I... but, please, I'm not recommending you do this, because once you have experienced the joy of a entirely clear nasal cavity, it's such a beautiful thing. That the rest of your time you spend walking around thinking, man, I wish I just had some Q-tips to jam up my nose. I don't care who's filming me. Like, I don't care if this is going to be on VH1. Like, I want my nose clean. I want the whistling to stop. Because, oh man, you have no idea how much your head whistles when you're not when you're used to it, and all of a sudden it's gone. It's like moving to the country. It's just so quiet, peaceful.
We get high in backseats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a beer. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. The way we get by. All that's the way we get by. The way we get by.
Another fun thing to do is, especially if you're right about the age of Paulina, when you have friends that have started to develop children, what you can do is borrow a child, get a suitcase.
We suggest you get permission.
Right, yeah. First, you want to have permission to borrow the child. Then
at
you
the
need
very least, do not cross the state lines.
Right, you see. All right, so you got a kid and a suitcase, and then all you need
in
is...
In the suitcase?
No, a kid and a suitcase.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought...
And then you need a piece of paper.
Right.
A magic marker and one of those large safety pins.
It sounds like you're writing a ransom note and sticking a kid in a suitcase, but please continue.
Close. What you're going to do is you're going to write the words, "Hi, Daddy," on the piece of paper. You're going to pin this to the front of the child.
Yes.
Go to one of your friend's places. Put the suitcase and the child there. Knock on the door.
Take off, man. we gotta do that. We gotta do that to one of our friends.
Of you every night, babe. Why can't I get you out of my mind? Why did you leave me here in this way? Why were you so unkind? I loved you, it's all that I hoped you'd say. Why am I acting so blind?
I know you.
All I wanna know is why you have to go and why you're so bad when I'm not sad. Why can't I make you love me once?
You've just spent some valuable hard drive space and a good 15 minutes to half an hour, depending on how we edited it, listening to Not a Bit of Banter with Little Tom
and Paul.
Remind you to go to our Better Bitter blog, which you can find at
bbbpodcast.blogspot.com.
All right, folks. See you next podcast.
Wait, hold on. And please email us at littletompaul @gmail.com. It's spelled the most obvious way.
And also go on to digdigg.com and tell everyone how awesome we are. Tell all your friends verbally and via email and facsimile that we really rock.
Oh, yeah, and MySpace is coming. Our MySpace page is in the works.
See you next podcast.
Peace, y'all. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to bounce and receive my chili.
Be well.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Oh, it's got to go now.
Oh, yeah. Tommy's almost home anyway. All right. Seriously, folks, the show's over. Stop listening.
See ya.